I know. It feels like it should be Manic Monday, right? No, it's Tuesday afternoon already. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you took time to think about the men and women who died for our country. And I wrote a blog about this. It was posted on the WWL.com website Friday. And also, it's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account. And it's about this Memorial Day 2025 and how we are honoring, over this past weekend, we were honoring the lives of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country and everything it stands for at a time when there's a president who's trying to change a lot about our country. You know, every day there's a new court case involving the president because of his challenges. And I don't think there's anything wrong with challenging status quo or challenging the system. But what's happening here is this president is challenging the Constitution. I mean, constantly, to the point where it's obvious he doesn't respect the Constitution. I don't know what it was about, but I heard the tail end of a conversation Dave Cohen was having with a listener when I came in here to do the tease for our show. And he was saying something about the truth, and I heard him say something about not just believing something you hear, but unless you actually hear the president himself say it, or you hear somebody say it, you can't necessarily believe it. And there is so much BS out there that people are believing that's not true, that it's really scary. And it's scary because people are being brainwashed and they don't even know it. I guess that's the scariest part. People are being brainwashed and they don't even know it. And a lot of people who fly the American flag and they're proud to be an American and they know the lyrics to, you know, God Bless America and they, or God Bless the USA, God Bless America too. And they think they're proud Americans, but they're being absolutely brainwashed with misinformation, and I see it every day on this show. So as you tune in today, if you are offended by the truth, be warned. You will hear nothing but the truth on our show. And if we make a mistake, we will correct it right away because we don't promote the truth unless it's the truth. We don't promote something unless it's the truth. We don't promote fake information. We don't promote fake news. So if that's what you want, if you want a show that's going to make you feel good about your bias, then consider whether or not to stay with us. But if you want to hear the truth, you might want to listen to our show. And you will hear things on our show that you're not going to hear. If you're locked into the conservative echo chamber, you're going to hear things on this show that you won't hear anywhere else. And so it might be perceived as a lie if you don't hear it elsewhere, but you hear it on our show. But the truth is, if you hear it elsewhere, it might be a lie. It is the truth if you hear it on our show. Anyway, we have some fun stuff to talk about, including the American Music Awards last night. Did you watch? I didn't watch every minute of it. I really can't sit through. I can't sit through an award show from beginning to end. And if there's a category or something I don't care about, I'm changing channels. But I thought they did a good job last night. I'm going to talk more about this in the 3 o'clock hour. But I really did love the tribute to Rod Stewart. And Rod Stewart performed. He's doing the American Music Awards were in Vegas last night, and he's doing a residency at one of the hotels in Vegas. And he's got, I think, another week to go. I would love to see that, but I guess it's not going to happen. Do you know all the times I've been to Vegas, and I've been to Vegas a lot, I've never seen a show. I've never taken the time or the money to see a show. I'm also not a gambler, so I don't go to gamble. So why do I go to Vegas? I don't know. I kind of like the atmosphere and just enjoy like hanging out in Vegas. So let's see. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. Saturday afternoon, the power went out throughout much of New Orleans, West Bank, some in Jefferson Parish, but a lot of New Orleans was out of power. There was a power outage also on the North Shore. Entergy and Clico were both affected, customers of Entergy and Clico. I don't know if we're exactly sure what happened. When this power outage hit, it was only 88 degrees. Now, the heat index was 100. So, you know, yeah, that's hot. But why did this happen? And there's a lot of talk about just mismanagement. And the company that oversees the power grid here might not have been on top of their game. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But you know, it's really aggravating when you pay your bill and the power goes out, you know, when there's no wind, there's no rain, it's 88 degrees outside, the power should not go out. I mean, it's not even hot yet compared to what it's going to be. So I think that's discouraging. And you know, we need to know, the customers need to know. And again, I go back to what I say about Entergy, and apparently these power companies are the same. If you invest in a power company, I think you're guaranteed a return. It might be a small return, but you're guaranteed a return. And I don't think that should be. Entergy is essentially a monopoly. And they have no, and we've talked about this after hurricanes, they have very little incentive to be proactive and fix things that are not broken. It's almost as if they wait until it's broken to fix it. And because they don't fix it, it goes outdated or it's vulnerable, and it doesn't take much for the power to go out. We pay our bills. And I don't think it's fair that people who invest in energy are guaranteed a return. Because when you invest in a company, there's no guarantee. And the fact that energy is operating essentially as a monopoly, I just think this is not good. And I don't think it is fair for energy to want to save all the money it can so it can make sure and return something to the investors when it almost inhibits them. I'm not saying that energy is not proactive in some ways, because I'm sure they are, but they're not as proactive as they could be, it seems to me. And this power outage is a big question, and it was very, very frustrating. And you know, then it got into the evening, and the power wasn't back on. And you know, I mean, I want to watch the NBA game. So yeah, I'm really angry that the power was out. But you know, a lot of people went out and found places that had power. I was at power in my apartment went out. I was at PJ's Coffee on Veterans Highway and just hanging out there doing some work. And the power was on there, but just over the 17th Street Canal, the power was out. So anyway, that's a big mess, and that is being discussed, and it should be discussed, it should be investigated, and we should find out who is at fault here. What happened? Who dropped the ball? Who didn't do their job? Who was not overseeing the power grid? Apparently, it had nothing to do with terrorism, and people automatically think that sometimes, but I think that there should be an investigation. And we need to hold those who were responsible accountable. If somebody didn't do their job, they need to be held accountable. All right, so I think there are just two escaped prisoners out there. And by the way, this is still all over the national news. But look, let's give credit to our law enforcement. Let's give credit to the FBI, to everybody who's on this case, locally and nationally. They're finding these people. They're finding them, and there's two more left to go. It wasn't the fault of the FBI that they broke out. It wasn't the fault of local police forces that they broke out. But they are finding these people, and this is the work of law enforcement. And I'm always amazed at the incredible job that law enforcement does do. You know, we always hear about the negative cops, and that's why it is important to call out the negative cops and point out that the negative cops don't represent all police officers. And so we point them out, not bashing law enforcement, but distinguishing the bad ones from the good ones, because most of them are good. And this is just an incredible job involving the intelligence of law enforcement and how they do their job. And they're finding, I mean, they found one person in Texas, just north of Houston, and somebody in Baton Rouge. So they're finding these people, and I think that's excellent. All right, Billy Joel diagnosed with a rare brain disorder, and that's why his concert tour with Stevie Nicks has been canceled. And that's sad, because they were coming here to the New Orleans area, and that's, you know, really sad, because I mean I think this is a pretty serious thing for Billy Joel. At least that's what we're finding out at this point. It's It's very serious. And, you know, I hope he's okay, but it's a rare brain disorder. All right, I'm not thrilled that LSU seems to play down to the level of their opponents right now. I know they're doing great in baseball. They're gonna host the regionals in the tournament that leads to the baseball World Series. I think that's awesome. But I don't like that LSU is letting teams beat them, teams that they should beat, and I don't think it's wise for teams to save their best for the big games. Because when you start getting into a habit of losing or not playing your best game, then you're always vulnerable to repeat the less than stellar performance. So, you know, I mean, it's okay. I think LSU is going to be okay. I'm assuming they're going to rise to the occasion, but I just think that having these down games against lesser opponents is not a good trend. But look, the good news is LSU is hosting an NCAA regional. And this is all good. We've got the story on our website at WWL.com. All right. Kid Rock embraces American pride, and he breaks down while performing for veterans. He said it is the most rewarding work that he's done. And so we will reflect on that a little bit. Hey, did you see the video of France President Emmanuel Macron? Macron, did you see him get slapped by his wife? Man, she just like slapped him, punched him, like just shoved him, slapped him right in the face as he was getting off the plane in Vietnam. Whoa, seems like there's a little turmoil in that family. All right, so again, we've got a lot to get to. Also, the President of the United States used the solemn moment of speaking at the Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. He used that moment to bring up and bash the former president, Joe Biden. Totally inappropriate, very juvenile, the manifestation of insecurity within the president of the United States to continue to do this. And I think that the reason for this is the current president is insecure. He sees so much negative news around that bringing up somebody who had a very, very negative image when he was president, a very ineffective president, and Joe Biden was in a lot of ways. Look, I know he did a lot. I don't want to get into that argument. I know he did a lot. But in a lot of ways, Joe Biden was ineffective, ineffective with the border, ineffective with a lot of things, and he was not all there. And we're learning more and more about that. He was not all there. We kind of suspected it. We were pretty sure, but now we know for sure. So I think to make himself look better, the current president is bringing up Joe Biden because compared to Joe Biden, he looks really sharp, at least in his mind. And so I think that's why he keeps doing this. But bringing up your opposition that is not even your opposition anymore because Joe Biden lost the election. Well, actually, Kamala Harris lost the election, but Joe Biden was not going to win it either. The Democrats lost. Oh, and by the way, during that it wasn't during that speech. It was during a Truth Social post. The president referred to Democrats as scum. So which is worse, being a deplorable? Remember when Hillary Clinton got so much flack for calling Republicans or Trump supporters deplorables? Well, now Trump is calling Democrats scum. I mean, which is worse? I mean, they're both bad. I think scum is a little worse, but I don't know that there's going to be any backlash here because a lot of people believe Democrats are scum. A lot of people at the time believed that many Trump supporters were deplorable, but certainly not all of them. So it was a dumb thing for Hillary to say. It was a dumb thing for the president to say that Democrats are scum. All right, you can tell we have a lot to talk about. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Ian Hook is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, I did something yesterday that I hadn't done I haven't done this in 35 years. And I did it yesterday. And I felt really strange about it. I wore shorts in public.
Wow.
For the first time in like 35 years.
And what?
I've just been like seeing, you know, fashion trends, and there's some, you know, cool shorts out now, and so I've purchased a couple of pair of shorts, kind of cool shorts, And I decided, well, I'm going to do this. Man, I felt naked. I mean, feeling air on my legs in public, I felt like I had no pants on.
Weird.
Yeah, it was strange. It was strange. I feel badly for anybody that saw me.
Where did you go? What did you do?
I went to Oakwood, and I went to the store, and I did a number of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first time, wow. Best I could calculate, it was 35 years ago that I wore shorts in public for the last time.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, wow. See, you're wearing shorts today.
Yeah, I am wearing shorts today because I'm living out of my suitcase for the next several days.
Oh, that sucks.
But
we can wear shorts to work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy wears those cargo shorts, right?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know.
We can wear shorts?
We don't have the strictest dress code in the world.
Right.
On this side of the building in particular, you know, the programming staff, talent especially, we kind of let you guys wear whatever you want.
So I may wear shorts one day.
Please let me know when you do so I can make sure I bring some sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm pretty white. I mean, I'm white.
The white cliffs of Dover into there.
All right, look, I'm sure we've gotten some text messages in. We're going to get to those when we come back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, trying to stay cool today. And the President of the United States used the moment, the solemn moment of speaking at the Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day to bash Joe Biden. I just don't think that's necessary. I think it's cheap, but, you know, this particular president has shown signs of just not really caring that much about soldiers and about the military. And I know that that's difficult for the MAGA supporters because many of them are veterans. Many of them are very patriotic, and I know they don't want to say anything negative about their president, but they can't help but be a little pissed off at the president for speaking the way he has spoken about veterans, about John McCain, and about many others. I mean, there's no defense of that. There's zero defense of that. So I'm not asking anybody to call and defend that because I know you can't, but it's got to be a tough moment for the MAGAs who love this man, but they don't love what he says about the military. And that is just such a fundamental aspect of conservative ideology. All right, we're going to get to some text coming up. Let's go to Bob in Maurepaugh. Bob, you're on WWL.
Scoot, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. I'm just long-term listener back when I was a kid listening to you, and I just recently moved back from I was up north, up in Boston for a number of years and just moved back and tuned in WWL, which I always listen to. And, you know, I've been listening back and forth, and I thought I wanted to call in today.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. How was Boston? Did you enjoy living in Boston?
I love Boston.
Yeah.
What people really don't understand about Boston is there's a tremendous Cajun population up there. They just don't know they're Cajuns.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So you have the Babins and the Seminacs, which are really Seminoles, and you have the Boudracs, which are really Boudreaux.
Didn't you just really love the first snow of the year?
Oh, I almost moved further south.
Oh, really?
With this last snow we had here, that's the whole reason why I left Boston.
To get away from it, and you had a blizzard here. Yeah, I've never been to Boston. I've been to, like, so many cities. I've worked in so many great cities around this country, but I've never been to Boston. And I'm gonna go one day, but I just hear it's a great city.
I went kicking and screaming, and it turned out to be a lovely place. My daughters live there, and I'll tell you, it's a very safe, very clean city. And don't rent a car, folks. Get a cab from Logan to the city and take the T everywhere. It's very clean, very safe.
Isn't that?
It's great.
Isn't it amazing how more advanced transportation is in other cities?
Yes. Yeah. That's a whole different subject. We could have really learned after Katrina and really kind of turned things around down south, but we I think we missed it on that one.
Your reason for the call in today?
Yeah, so, you know, I heard you talking about Trump, and I'll just, for your listeners, and just so, I'm a big Trump supporter. I really am.
That's okay.
But I cringe lately every time I hear him talk, Biden has to come up every single time. Now, I do realize a lot of the challenges we face today and he faces in his presidency is because of the last administration. I don't think there could be an argument to that, especially when you're talking about the border and other things. But I would, you know, if you just brought up Memorial Day. I disagree with you a little bit. I don't think he talks bad about the military. I have several of my friends that are ranking people in the military and loving to death, and they think he's very patriotic. But I do agree with you that Memorial Day and in a public forum that he had no business at all.
Well, Bob, let me add, as a Trump supporter, let me ask you this question. Why do you think he does this?
I think for two reasons. I think, number one, we're used to hearing from our politicians or the political stuff that they all speak alike. I don't care whether you listen to a Democrat or Republican or independent. They all kind of sound the same. They have different ideologies. But they all sound the same. Difference is Trump is not a politician. And I think he's trying to justify, you know, hey, this isn't my mess. Okay, I think we understand that because we elected you. So I think we all get that Joe Biden wasn't the answer. And I'm not saying Joe Biden was a horrible man. I'm just saying that he wasn't the answer. And I think he needs to let that drop. And I think that he has to, and I'm not saying it's right. It really upsets me hearing it. But I think that he has to justify everything he's saying by bringing up that. And I think that's what really turns a lot of people off.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting observation. No, I'm going to slightly disagree with you, though. Donald Trump was not a politician, but he clearly is now. It's not fair to say he's not a politician now because he's embedded in the political process in every aspect of it, of his life. And as being president, you are a politician if you win, especially a second term. So let's say he wasn't a politician, but he is now.
But I guess, you know, in following that line of thought is, have you ever seen, quote unquote, a politician run a campaign, act and say the things that he said and won?
No, but the definition of a politician is somebody who is going to, well, unfortunately, in my opinion, they're going to say and do what they need to say and do for the purpose of getting elected, but it's people who work the system. And Donald Trump is on Capitol Hill. He's in the courts. He's working the system. So I think it's fair to say that he's a politician, but I don't think that's something that we need to go on about.
Yeah, and just to that point, not to go on, but working the system to make sure that he delivers on everything he promised,
which
is unlike what we've seen in the political arena.
Get it. But again, that's the definition of a politician.
Okay. It goes two ways. I am really tired of or disheartened about hearing about all the negatives about Donald Trump and wanting to look at all the positives and look at the positives, not only in Donald Trump, but what this country can be and what it is and how much I care. And I know our Americans love our country and how good it could be. And I think we really get distracted when Joe Biden is talked about from Trump or the public talks about Trump and takes comments, not actions, against them. And I guess that's where my frustration is.
Well, when any president acts in such a way that he's so sensitive that he can't accept criticism to the point where he's going to attack freedom of the press and freedom of speech, I'm going to always react to that. I don't think that's looking for negative things to talk about. That is a factual phenomenon going on with this particular president. The attacks on the media because he doesn't like what's being said. I mean, it could be argued that the president is the biggest snowflake of all because he's so offended by any opinion that is not his. And that's the definition of snowflake. And so that disheartens me. I have given him total credit for the border. In fact, he took care of the border, at least. Look, I still think the border's a crisis, and it's going to be for a long time. But he basically took care of the border right now, and he did it so quickly that it even exaggerates how incompetent Joe Biden was when it came to the border.
So going back to what you first said about free speech, and I think that in the press, and I think you did not your exact words, but almost suppression of the press. I certainly, there's not been a man or a president or a political figure in our lifetimes that's ever gone through what he has gone through, and the press being, and a lot of the press being culpable.
Well, Bob, he invites it, and he knows that he gets headlines for doing it, so it's something that he voluntarily does. He attacks the media, so the media does have this, I would say, this instinct to attack back when they can. But the media is not attacking on lies. The media is attacking on facts. And these are facts that are often ignored by a lot of MAGA people and the conservative media. But these are facts that the media is responding to, and that's their job.
It's a shame, Scoot, to your point, that we're having this discussion, because you just said about the border. And I know where you were going, at least I know where you were going, is I think there was two things. Is one, you had to stop the mass influx in. Okay, so you put a Band-Aid on it or a tourniquet on it, but now you got to fix immigration. It can't take somebody 6 years. And I have a friend of mine from Italy. It took him 6 years to be a citizen. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
I agree.
So there needs to be legislation. This is Congress's problem, that they need to pass a bipartisan bill that fixes this. And it's not that BS, bill that Biden tried to get through, that he was going to, quote unquote, fix the border crisis. Not that one. But to your point, yes, Trump fixed it quickly. Fantastic.
Bob,
but that's not the end of the story.
No, it's not. But the problem now is it's going to take Congress to fix it. And Republicans and Democrats can't agree, because right now the Democrats might not want to do something to permanently fix the border because it gives Trump credit. When Biden was in office, Republicans didn't want to give any gestures to Biden to make Biden look good for fixing the border. Although I don't think it would have been, I don't think Biden was even close to wanting to fix the border. But I use that as an example. Both sides are trying to appease their team, and there's yep. no concept of the C word that you really can't say on the air anymore. It's the new C word is compromise.
Yep.
And people don't want to compromise.
You can go back. You know why Ronald Reagan was so, and look it up. So, I'm just a person on the phone making a statement, but I everybody look it up. Is the reason why Ronald Reagan was so successful in passing legislation like he did in a bipartisan group, him and Tip O'Neill found common ground.
Yep.
And Tip O'Neill was a very, very liberal, Speaker of the House from Massachusetts. And those two figured it out. To some extent, Newt Gingrich figured it out with Bill Clinton.
You know, that's another good point. They did work things out. Bob, I have to move on, but look, I have brought up this relationship between Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill many, many times on the show. And Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, man, they went at it publicly, but they ultimately found a way to compromise, and so did Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton. So you're right about that. And I continued on with our conversation, Bob, because I enjoyed the conversation, because we might disagree on things, but this is the way disagreement can transpire. It doesn't have to get into personal hate. It doesn't have to be reduced to some kind of juvenile juvenile behavior and speech to where we're insulting each other, and it doesn't have to get to that point. So I enjoyed the conversation. I'm glad you're back. I appreciate you listening to our show. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Kid Rock recently said in an interview with Fox News Digital that he doesn't really intend on much of his music to be patriotic, but when he starts writing a song, that just comes out. And I don't think there's any doubt that Kid Rock is a very patriotic person. I think he's a big hypocrite. I like his music. He's a big supporter of the President of the United States. And this is America, so I don't have a problem if he wants to support the president. But we're going to call him out on his hypocrisy. But Kid Rock apparently broke down when he was performing for veterans and talking about how this was a very rewarding moment for him. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. This is kind of hard to believe for me anyway. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, today we wish a happy birthday to rapper Andre 3000. Andre 3000 is 50 years old today. You know, that used to seem so old. Maybe it's because of where I am in life. That ain't very old, in my opinion. But I think back on, like, Outkast, and I think back on Andre 3000, and it's still kind of hard for me to believe that he's 50 years old today. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So if it was wrong, now think about this very rationally, and you can be a Trump supporter and answer this. If it was wrong for Hillary to call Trump supporters deplorables, was it wrong for President Trump to call Democrats scum? If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian and check in on some of your text messages.
Here's a text message in response to Bob's comments. The text says, he's just tired of hearing that a fascist is a fascist.
Well, look, a lot of what the president is doing is fascism. I mean, trying to shut down speech that he disagrees with, trying to shut down speech. Maybe he doesn't disagree with it, but his supporters disagree with it. But this whole deal with Harvard, you know, I mean, this is just ridiculous, and it's a waste of time, and it essentially is a threat to the First Amendment.
Rusty is listening today and says, Trump is like a scorned woman. We understand why he acts the way he does. Or I do, I should say, but that doesn't mean you have to act like it every day for the rest of your life. You don't always have to acknowledge your ex's faults or downfalls, especially a couple days a year like yesterday, Christmas, etc. Just suck it up and be nice for the kids' sake.
You know, I think it's a great point. We know, but again, I think the president does this because there's so much negative news about him that he believes that Biden is perceived as even being more negative in the eyes of the public. So he brings up Biden as a way to vicariously make himself seem better to the American public. And that's a selfish reason to do it. Why don't you try to make the American public like you by what you do? And there are Republicans, there are Trump supporters who are standing up and voicing negative opinions about Donald Trump. People who voted for him are voicing negative opinions about him. What is this going to mean for the midterms, and what is this going to mean for the Republican Party in 2028? Interesting questions.
A couple more. Here's one that says, most of your negative comments come from Republicans. They're not interested in the facts. Trump is a convicted felon. That is a fact. Yes, the border is a problem, but immigration of a certain kind of immigrant is okay with Trump. In my opinion, immigration issues only apply to people of color. I don't see many born Americans applying for those construction, roofing, gardening jobs. Immigration is and has always been a hammer for Republicans. They're not interested in solving the problem. It keeps some folks mad.
Well, it's true. It's really not about solving the problems. It's about winning elections. It's about boosting your ego. And, you know, with some crypto stuff going on, I am not an expert in this area, but I'm concerned that the President of the United States is illegally using the presidency to gain power and to gain money.
James
and
on
you're
the
not supposed to do that. Oh, no, go ahead. You're not supposed to do that.
James on the North Shore says, All they looked for was the bad in Biden, and Biden did many good things for the working class, like myself. I just got a bill for lab work. I never got bills for lab work under $55. I understand COVID helped, but the Biden administration was looking to keep healthcare affordable for the working class.
Yeah, and I don't know how all that's going to end up, but I know people are experiencing some changes right now.
And I'll leave you with this one. A great musician passed away last night. Rick Derringer, awesome guitarist.
I did not hear that. I saw a headline that an American rocker had passed away, and I was busy working on something else, and I didn't follow through on it. Yeah, I remember Rick Derringer, the early years, Rick Derringer, his big single hit was Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. So let's go to the next break with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Ian. In fact, I guess we need to go there right now. I remember, when this song was first released as a single. That's how long I've been in the business. I remember playing this song as a single. Hey, here's this new guy and new song out. Yeah, I mean, I was on the radio talking about like new music just coming out, and it's like oldies to most of you.
I used to play this song a lot driving my 1984 Camaro around up and down the little like 4-block Main Street in the town in Colorado I grew up. I love this song.
And you blared it.
I blared it. Well, my license plate said Hoochie. We don't have time for that story right
well,
now. Maybe
I think
we'll get to that
later. There's some, other names for pot, and I've heard Hooch is one of them. All right. Anyway,
sure.
Really sad to hear that Rick Derringer has passed away. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 2017. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band passed away. He was only 69 years old, passed away after a battle with liver cancer. One of the most interesting things in his life was being married to Cher for 9 days. Now, I've been talking about the relationship between Elizabeth Hurley, beautiful actress from the, Austin Powers movies, her relationship with Billy Ray Cyrus. I find that to be just repulsive, repugnant, disgusting. But then you think about Greg Allman and Cher. Would have never have put those two together. I still think Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are a very odd couple. And they were both part of the American Music Awards last night. We'll talk more about that. And we'll talk about J-Lo's, her outfits. One in particular I'm thinking about. She showed cleavage. I mean, she showed boob cleavage, but she also showed butt cleavage. Yeah, her... The back of her dress was so low you could see the top of her butt crack. And I'm surprised there hasn't been more controversy over that. I mean, maybe there has been, and I missed it. Because sometimes I'm not in those areas of social media where I hear this kind of gossipy stuff. I posted something on my Substack account. And in fact, I might not be posting as much on Facebook and Instagram as I am on Substack. So I want to invite all of you to join me on Substack. For some of you, it's going to be a relatively new social media platform, but it's different. It was for journalists and people in the media because they really had nowhere to go, and it really has opened up to everybody. So I find it really interesting. There's a totally different audience there, and I posted a video about Trump versus Putin, and we're going to talk more about that in the next hour, but I would love for you to join me. It's Scoot on the Air, Substack. Just go to Substack.com, and I hope you'll join me. It's all open to everybody right now, but there will be benefits for subscribers a little bit later. But I'm just starting to get action on that. But I really want to shift a lot of people from Facebook and Instagram to Substack, because that's where I'm going to be posting the good stuff. And I'm really totally free. I guess I could if I wanted to on Facebook and Instagram, but I haven't. But I'm really totally free to express myself, free from FCC concerns, on Substack. So I can be a little more pointed with my points. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.